more than 50 years, Gruber has been telling it straight. That won't change. Here's Gruber.
With so much going on, it's hard to, you know, figure out what to focus on. Is it the Khashoggi affair playing out in Saudi Arabia and Turkey? Is it, you know, everything going on with the activists in the streets of Portland? And is it Brett Kavanaugh? I thought we were done with him, but wait. A far-left liberal group went out and bought brettkavanaugh.com. They've turned it into an anti-Brett Kavanaugh website, which, by the way, isn't generally legal. Here to talk about that with me is Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You know, generally speaking, if you don't have the name, like somebody can't go out and have stevegruber.com except, well, Steve Gruber of some sort, right? Me or somebody else with the same name. That's a general rule. That's been true for as long as I can remember. Am I missing something?
Well, yes, that's generally true, although it a little bit depends on the state. State law varies a little bit from state to state, but in essence, if somebody steals your name or likeness and uses it, you can sue them to prevent them from doing it. As you know, celebrities file lawsuits like that all the time.
Right. There are laws in places like California that protect people like this all the time. And I think it's also, don't the ICANN rules also protect people like Brett Kavanaugh? Because you've looked, this site is an anti-Brett Kavanaugh site, right?
That's exactly right. And apparently what's most interesting about this was long planned. The guy who is behind this, who runs a organization called Fix the Courts, he admits that he actually bought up the Kavanaugh website several years ago.
Interesting. So he probably bought up several other judges' names as well along the way.
I suspect that may be. Nothing's been said about that yet. Nothing's come out. But, yeah, I think that's probably happened.
You know, the way the laws work, though, and I use California, probably New York is similar, and you're right, it varies from state to state, but I have enough experience here that you have a right of promotion, if you will. I have the right to go out and use my likeness, my name, my brand, if you will, to promote myself and whatever I'm building in my little empire here. Other people can't come steal my name. They can't go say, hey, it's stevegruberradio.com without me saying, no, you can't do that. And they would get shut down. So I wonder if Brett Kavanaugh or the Supreme Court have an interest in shutting down this website, because I believe that they could do that.
Oh, I think they could do it, too. And I think he ought to do it. I you know, he may be getting advice saying, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. It'll just bring more attention to it. But I think he ought to be very aggressive about this, because I don't think anybody is going to criticize him for going out and making sure that his name isn't used in a misleading way like this.
You know, as I look at this, though, you know, it's interesting to me that the Democrats, the liberals, this activist, for example, that bought this website, they just cannot accept when they lose. They're incapable of, because if they lose, we've got to change the rules. If they lose, we need to attack these people. If they lose, we need to marginalize these people. Please. The fact of the matter is you lost, and you lost rightfully so, because you had nothing to back up your allegations. You had no corroboration, so therefore, this guy makes it through. What happened back in 1982, none of us will ever know, but this guy was clearly, you know, it's 36 years past all of that. And then I see these other headlines, Hans, you've probably seen these, where there are these plans to pack the court. If the Democrats get back in charge, they want to take the Supreme Court and pack the number of people on there, which would violate the law passed in 1869, but that's still their game plan, to change the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they're trying to... they don't seem to be able to learn from history. Remember Franklin Roosevelt? Franklin Roosevelt proposed doing that because he was mad when the Supreme Court kept saying that his huge expansion of government was unconstitutional, and he threatened to do the very same thing for the very same reasons, because he wanted the court doing what he told it to do instead of acting like a real court.
Now, the activists this time around say, well, it's different this time. We're not mad at the court. We're mad at Republicans. And I'm like, and so what? The fact of the matter, you have a law that was passed in the first term of the Grant administration, that takes us back a few years, to 1869, that sets the number of Supreme Court justices at 9. So you can't just go pack the court. You'd actually have to have control of both houses of Congress, and you'd have to be able to get those things passed through. So I find that their challenge is very much uphill.
Well, it is, and hey, isn't it funny? This is one of those instances where they don't seem to care about the precedent that they kept bugging Kavanaugh about on all these other court decisions.
You know, but here is where we are in the conversation, Hans, I believe. We've watched since 9 November 2016 as those that lost have tried to delegitimize the president and the presidency of the United States. That has now extended to the United States Supreme Court because they wouldn't care if it was a stump that had been put forth by Donald Trump to sit in that seat on the Supreme Court. They would have found fault with the stump. It wouldn't matter. They'd find crimes unbeholden of a Supreme Court justice because they don't accept Trump as legitimate. Therefore, they have now extended that illegitimacy, at least in their own minds, to the United States Supreme Court. So while they sit there and say that Donald Trump is undermining the institutions of the United States, it is exactly what they are doing.
Yeah, no, that's really true. And I think we will continue to see, particularly this campaign, going on towards the Supreme Court. They're going to do everything they can to delegitimize the court and any decisions coming out of it because they're so afraid that now that we have a person who will hopefully be a consistent conservative, that they're going to get decisions that they don't like coming out of the court.
Yeah. And so I go back to, and I don't know, I would think that John Roberts, the Chief Justice, and others at the Supreme Court on this matter of BrettKavanaugh.com would want to get rid of it. I mean, this website is all about sexual assault and sexual violence, and basically they're pinning it on, you know, Brett Kavanaugh and saying, you know, he's the poster child for sexual assault, even though there is no credible evidence, no credible allegation at all that he sexually assaulted anyone. And in fact, if you go back to the allegations made, under the laws of the state at the time, that would have been simple assault, misdemeanor assault at the time that happened in Maryland, right? I mean, that's what it would have been. It wouldn't have been sexual assault even under what was described.
Yeah, but as you said, not only is there no credible evidence to support it, the only supposed witnesses cited by Dr. Ford have all refuted and say that it didn't happen.
Right, so I think it would be in the best interest of the United States Supreme Court to push back. Real quickly before I let you go, I know you've been watching this too. What does Donald Trump do with this mess in Saudi Arabia? What do we do with that? And you've got 60 seconds to summarize.
Well, look, they've been a strategic partner of ours for a long time. We launched our assault on Iraq from bases in Saudi Arabia. That doesn't mean that we should ignore what potentially happened here. It does mean that I think we need to investigate it, both our law enforcement and potentially our espionage services, to try to find out exactly what happened. And if Saudi government killed this journalist, then I think they need to have discussions with other countries about appropriate sanctions against them.
Yeah, strong sanctions. And people like, you know, Lindsey Graham apparently is a different senator than he used to be, because he's certainly fired up about this one again, isn't he? Hans, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.
Always good to have you. Hans von Spakovsky here from the Heritage Foundation. When we come back, a conversation about making you feel better. Because I want you to feel better, I do. Part of the program brought to you by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. 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 The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association.